Let me flip over to Steve Kirsch's Substack. So how big is a 40% increase? Okay, well, Kirsch says this, and he's a statistician. Well, this is huge, huge. They've never seen anything like this before in their entire history. Normally, death rates don't change at all. How many of you people, we have any listeners that may be in the chat room? Well, hardly anyone is in the chat room, but of the small but building population in the chat room that are life insurance people. If there are, then maybe you can comment on this. I know that there are these things that are called actuarial tables. An actuarial table is based on data that shows when it is likely for a male or a female, based upon their age, to die. This is how life insurance is sold. You make an application, they take your age, they usually make you, force you to have a blood test, they send a nurse practitioner or someone by to give you a physical, they take your blood pressure, et cetera, et cetera. And then they'll quote you a rate for usually for term life insurance, meaning after a certain age, the term will expire and your beneficiaries get 0.0. Well, the only way that they can pay out, let's just say it's a $200,000 life insurance policy. The only way that they can possibly pay out a $200,000 policy when you only chunk in over the entire course of the policy, 15, 20 grand. The only way they can do this is if they know when people are going to die. And then they encourage them to buy term life insurance policies that will expire at a certain age. And that's how the game is played. Not breaking any news here, but in case you didn't know, that's how it's played. So you put the chance that some people are going to prematurely die up against what you know that everyone is going to die, and here's the average age. Yeah, and then they ask you questions about how often you drink and smoke. Do you smoke? Last time I had an exam, it was like I smoke cigars. And how frequently? And I said, I don't know, a couple a week or whatever. Do you drink every day? Do you consume alcohol? I'm like, doesn't everyone? How often would you say, like every day? This is the sum total of my life insurance examination. So would you say 2-3 times a week? No, I pretty much say every day. In any event, the point is that there is actual data that is used to calculate what the life insurance rate is for a company like One America. So they'll go broke if they get this wrong. This is what you got to understand. These people are not wrong. They're not dealing with the fantasy of tranny mammies and defying reality. They had to only specifically deal with reality. If they don't deal with reality, as I said, they'll go belly up and no one's getting the benefit because the company will go out of business. So for the CEO of a life insurance company to be ringing the alarm bell now as loud as he possibly can and throwing his hands up in here and going like, I've never seen anything like this and neither has anyone else. We can't explain it, but it's bad. Steve Kirsch, a statistician who has a Substack. I follow Steve, and I, whenever I link to something Steve publishes, I always give him a hat tip. You'll see yesterday's Substack, I gave him a hat tip. Kirsch, the statistician, says, okay, well, how big is a 40% spike in all deaths 18 to 64-year-olds? This is what he says. They've never seen anything like this before in their history. Normally, death rates don't change at all. They're very stable. It would take something, and this is emphasized in all caps, really big to have an effect this big. The effect size is 12 Sigma. That is an event that would happen by pure chance every 2.8E32 years, as shown in the image below. Now, he's proceeding from the false notion that the Earth is 14 billion years old. So his calculation is based on Earth being 14 billion years old. Basically, a spike, a 40% spike in overall deaths in this age group would then happen, according to the math, never. And if it did, once every 12 or so billion years. The universe is only 14 billion years old, he said, which is 1.4E13. In other words, the event that happened is not a statistical fluke. Something caused a very big change. Others in the life insurance industry are seeing it too. And it isn't COVID. COVID deaths are down this year. Whatever it is that's causing this, it is bigger and more deadlier than COVID, and it's affecting nearly everyone. Of course, hey, but don't worry, folks, don't worry, because the CDC and Fauci and Rochelle Walensky are on top of it. They got this under control. I can see Emperor Fauci-tine out there addressing this today. Well, what we're seeing is that this is a death epidemic of the unvaccinated. Almost all of these people that are dying prematurely are dying because they're not triple booster jabbed. If they were, then they'd probably still be alive. This is what we know to be true today. And actually, we don't know that to be true. You're a liar. So what is it that could possibly be killing these people? Well, here's a couple of clues. When did the spike in mortality begin? Your time starts now, Roger. Best of luck. I'm not even going to play the Jeopardy theme because all of you know when the spike in mortality began. Third quarter. Or second quarter, 2021. Wait a minute. Did you say second quarter? I did. What was going on in the first quarter? Well, I mean, deaths were there, but they weren't up or anything. Well, why did they begin to spike in the second quarter? Then they went to the 40% mark in the third, and now they're holding steady. If the reporting continues, it'll be 40%. Increase in mortality in 2021. So what happened this year that could possibly explain this spike in death? Can you say Franken-jab? By the by, in the state of Indiana, how do they fare when it comes to being Franken-jabified? Well, Steve Kirsch says there is a huge push for vaccines by the Indiana governor. He wants to have everyone in the entire state vaccinated. Indiana Governor Eric Holcomb doubled down on the drive to get everyone in the state vaccinated in a press statement released last week. So the push is to get everyone double jabbed and then boosted. Well, wait a minute. Do you have the audio from Scott Davidson, the CEO? Here. This is actually from the report that Scott Davidson gave to the investors in One America Life Insurance.
One of our businesses is that we offer group life and disability insurance to employers. And we are seeing right now the highest death rates we have ever seen in the history of this business, not just at One America. The data is consistent across every player in that business. Now, this is primarily working age people, 18 to 64, that are in employers like all the employers on the screen here. And what we saw just in third quarter, we're seeing it continue into fourth quarter, is that death rates are up 40% over what they were pre-pandemic. Now, just to give you an idea of how bad that is, a three sigma or a 1 in 200 year catastrophe would be 10% increase over pre-pandemic.
Three sigma.
So 40% is just unheard of. And what the data is showing us is that the deaths that are being reported as COVID deaths greatly understate the actual death losses among working age people from the pandemic. It may not all be COVID on their death certificate, but deaths are up just a huge, huge numbers. We're also seeing an uptick in disability claims. At first, it was short-term disability claims, and now we're seeing long-term disability, whether it's long COVID or whether it is because people haven't been able to get the health care that they need because the hospitals are overrun. We're seeing those claims start to tick up as well. And for One America, we expect the costs of this are going to be well over $100 million. And this is our smallest business. So it's having a huge impact on that. Those costs will trickle towards other employers over time because premiums are starting to go up. So it will cost more for employers. And most of us in the industry are starting to target and to add premium loads onto employers that are based in counties that have low vaccination rates. It's just typically what we would do for underwriting when you have a risk factor like that. There's also going to be higher costs on employers.
Okay. All right, enough. The risk factor is for people that got the jab, not the ones that didn't. Mr. Davison. Ladies and gentlemen, they are now officially playing the Malthusian event we feared that they had launched is now actually in play. Steve Kirsch. The people that are dying from a variety of causes, not just a single cause. So this rules out food or air-based pathogens. I note that the variety of causes of death is consistent with the wide range of adverse events caused by the COVID vaccines, for example. So you heard Mr. Davidson say, we have all these people now that are on long-term disability claims, too. Now, wait a minute. How many adverse events, vaccine adverse event reports, that's VAERS, have there been to date to the CDC VAERS hotline? Well, the official count when we saw it last at the end of December was just shy of 900,000. Of course, we're told that that's perfectly normal, that that happens with every medicine and every prescription drug rollout. Nothing to see here, citizen. Move along. But is that the case? Well, you know it's not the case. Now, we also know that by a factor of about 40, death is being underreported. So are the cases and the incidences of people not being able to carry on their normal lives because they got the Franken jab. You know, folks, this seriously, we need to get on our knees and start praying because people that we know and love that succumb to this are in grave danger of death. That includes my daughters, many of your children, who went like, oh, Dad, it's just a silly little vaccine. It's not going to hurt it. They said it's safe.